Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Start of our mini camp, 3 days of mini camp here. Everyone's in attendance. James Cook, I know that'll be a question, so I'll just get out in front of it. So he will practice as far as I know at this point. So I really appreciate him being here. And the other guys that will not practice due to injury at this point at least are KJ Hamler, Taron Johnson, Cam Lewis, Connor McGovern, Joey Bosa, Baylen Spector, Cole Bishop, and DeMar Hamlin. So all are in kind of different situations as it relates to coming off injury, back from maybe a surgery or a recent tweak here. So Shaq Thompson, we added Shaq, as you guys know, and Shaq will be out there but is not going to participate in practice in full fashion. He'll be limited at best. So he's coming off of an injury. For those of you that may know, may not know, he's coming off of an injury and a surgery from last season. So we're working through that with him here. So the rest of the time is yours.
I just addressed the James Cook situation. I mean, obviously, you're glad he's here. If you could just expound on that.
Well, I credit James. Business is business. At the end of the day, I know he loves being around this team and the guys in the locker room, and he loves to play football. So I respect his decision to be here and be amongst the team and get some work in today. And we're looking forward to that.
Do you believe then that this is over in terms of him being in training camp and everything? What does this signify anything?
We're just taking it one day at a time. Yeah, one day at a time. I mean, we've all been around this league a long time, and everyone has their own situations. They're all different, right? So I think, again, we need everybody to win, and we need everybody to practice. And we expect James to be there and be there on time, but also understand his situation.
Hey, Sean, on all the guys not working this week, are there any concerns about them being ready for the starting camp?
Not at this point, to my knowledge and what Nate has shared with me. So, things come up between hopefully not, but they do come up usually, over the course of that summer break, and so part of it is you get a tweak here or a tweak there and the players and taking ownership of make sure they communicate to our training staff so that even the smallest things that we can get out in front of them. Yeah, it's good to have him back. Certainly, I think it's been documented out there, at least to some extent. He got married and now he's back with the team. So, life comes up, and it's been fun to watch him grow. But really appreciate him being here, right? Because this is his team. He is our unquestioned leader and leader of the team. And what he does is first and foremost, lead by example. So, you know, yesterday even he was first one in our meetings that we had with the players, just in terms of the physical process. He was one of the first in line, and which I thought was really impressive, right, based on his events of late. So,
how have you seen Josh grow and handle himself in light of the limelight and the attention, be it the Madden cover or the contract he signed, or getting married to a high profile actor and things like that? How have you seen him adapt that way and being himself?
Yeah, I think and this is what is, I think, really been fun to watch and really good for our community and our fan base is they have a player like Josh that they can cheer for, and he makes amazing plays, and he continues to grow as a quarterback on the field. Just as amazing, though, is who he is as a person, right? The family he comes from, who he continues to become as a young man, what I've seen is this truly genuine, authentic person who, yes, is in the limelight, yes, is one of the top players in our league, and maybe the top player in the NFL, but he is so authentic, so down to earth, so relatable. I think that's really the connection and the cool piece about Josh is, because he is who he is, in the ways that he is who he is, he's able to have that connection in our community. And again, it's genuine, it's authentic. And watching him out in the walkthrough today a few minutes ago, I guess you would say you would never have guessed that he just experienced what he experienced, right? So an unbelievable ability to connect, unbelievable ability to stay true to himself and where he comes from and who he is.
Tre'Davious who joins him?
Yes.
Yeah. Tre'Davious
I was very grateful to be there, number one. It was what you would expect of a wedding. Great to see. And two really special families coming together.
You would expect as a wedding?
Next. We won't get into maybe what you would expect.
John, why don't you tell us about Shaq Thompson and your time with him in Carolina and his role and what his fit is for your type of defense?
Right. We drafted Shaq when Brandon and I were both there, and really, really good player, tough, smart. He's been through some injuries over the course of the last few years, so that's been hard to watch from a distance. The latest one we're working through, as I mentioned earlier, with him now. But when you talk about a player that can play more than one position, you talk about a player that can help create a certain toughness or bring a certain toughness with him, nastiness to a defense, to a team. He's all about the right stuff as a player and a person.
Tre'Davious was asked last week about guiding Max into this new phase of his career at the professional level. How have you seen him begin to mentor the rookie?
It's like Josh, incredibly impressed by Trey and his willingness to serve, willingness to share, willingness to impart the wisdom he's gained in this league for, however many years he's now been in the league, and share that with those young players. It's incredible. Especially when they're battling for potentially the same position. I think that really says a lot about who Trey is as a person. And, these words did not come from him, but when I survey the situation, I look at it like, Trey knows he was our first pick here, right? And it's almost like he feels like he's back, and he's back to play and play at a high level. But he's also here to help serve the future of the organization for many years to come. And I think that says a lot about who he is and his actions day in and day out.
Tre'Davious,
Do the injuries to Jaron Johnson and Cam Lewis create a growth opportunity this week for Hancock to really get some reps at nickel?
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime somebody's out, right, it's an opportunity for somebody else to step in and show us what they have. And so those are two young players that have had opportunities more so this spring. And Cole being out today, you know, will provide another opportunity for some of those safeties, young safeties, to show us what they have. Yeah, he's dialed in. Physically, he looks really good, and he's just really trying to have a good off season. I think it's been the first in what, 1 or 2 years now, where he hasn't been having to rehab necessarily. So, but Matt's always working on things, always working on his body, making sure he is in prime condition come training camp.
What would make this a successful
week
for you guys?
You know, I think. You know, more than anything, it's how can we continue to connect now that everybody is here? Not everybody's going to be practicing, but everybody's here under one roof to continue to connect as a football team. You know, just adding, say, for example, Shaq in the last 24 hours, right, is how does he integrate into who we are? The connections that he makes in that locker room, that they make with him, you know, doing that now, I believe, is important. That we get started, you know, going into training camp. That's a big piece of us this spring. That's going to have to continue in training camp, the connectedness of our team. And then the techniques and the scheme and the playbook and introducing these guys that way. And then there's this other piece over here, which was already asked about, with who's not practicing and making sure that we can stay as healthy as possible this time of year and then through that break. So I know it's not just the next 3 days, including today, but over the summer break. We call it a break, but the players know it's time to ramp up as they head into training camp.
How have you seen that new defensive line group, the guys that you brought in, kind of know who the guys are yet?
Yeah, really, really excited about those young guys. You know, and it's not just them. They're integrating into a veteran group in some ways, and some of the newer players are actually veterans as well. So kind of hitting it from three different angles, and been fun to watch those guys work and work with the coaches and work on their techniques. And, you know, that's, as I've said before, we're going to go as the D-line goes on the defensive side. So having some young players in there, adding some new players, we've got to get healthy in that room and stay healthy. That's also a big part of it.
To that point, Coach, is Leon Walker doing more than maybe he did when he first got here?
I believe he's on like 4 reps a period right now. He went from basically no reps to he's up to 4. He'll graduate to 5 in the next day or two, and then we head into the summertime with the intent of training camp picking up where we left off at least. So yeah, he's come from a long ways away, credit to our training staff, and now we're in a position where he can start to rep and get more and more run.
What have you seen from Max Harrison? It's only been a month, but from a rookie first time on the field in minicamp to where we enter now?
Well, I think everybody saw the night of the draft was the character really shown through for who he is as a person, the energy he brings day in and day out, vibrant personality, great smile. Now it's time to play football, right? So. You know, he's learning the playbook, he's learning the techniques again, the onboarding process, how life is in the NFL this time of year. And what you're seeing really with Max is, let's just say he started here, that's not that it's low, it's just all these rookies come in and start at a certain point, and then he's every day really been intent on getting better, having a purpose, going out to the practice field, and a lot of our young players have been doing that as well.
To follow up off of that, and then I asked about Trey, while he's mentoring and doing that, it's also a competitive situation that you build in all these positions. So with a guy like Trey, you've seen him from when he started to now, you see flashes of that, the competitiveness, or is that just like the way he's wired? Because while he's helping this young guy, he's also competing with him.
You know, that is some of the uniqueness of this business, is it's such a results-driven business, such a transactional business, unfortunately, in a lot of ways. It is what it is, right? But when you have a player or a person, in this case like Trey, it doesn't surprise you when you see them turning around and helping a young player like Max, like Dorian, and beyond. So again, it just, you know, you would hope that if you or I or anyone in this room was in the same position, we would do the same thing. But again, I think it goes back to Trey, and I don't want to put words in his mouth because this did not come from him. But when I survey the situation, as I said earlier, Mike, it's, I just believe in my heart that there's something deeper behind all of it with Trey, because I know what this place means to him. I know what he means to us and to me. And then I just feel like, you know, he wants to see the Bills continue to do good for years and years to come.
Sean, what have you liked about Jackson Hawes' approach so far? And what are some traits that it takes to be a successful, what you would call a blocking tight end?
Well, you got to have the personality, right? You got to love the friction. You got to love the conflict, the confrontation, as we call it. I think that's the start of any person who likes the physicalness of the game, is you got to want to be in that street fight. And it's really, you know, all off of film at this point because we're in shorts, T-shirts, and helmets. But he does, his personality does seem to speak about, you know, he likes the noise. And some like it and some don't. And we'll see when we get in training camp. And we've, quite honestly, tried to educate our rookies on what this is now that they're experiencing and not to get too comfortable, because it's going to ratchet up, and it's going to ratchet up really fast in training camp in terms of the intensity, the physicality, the speed. It just, that's how it goes. Spring, training camp, and then preseason game, regular season game, playoffs, it just continues on. Super Bowl, that's how the league works.
How have you seen T.J. Sanders integrate himself into that, knowing that, as you just said, you're still in shorts and helmets, and his primary job is going to be to hit the quarterback when he can't do, you know, which he can't do right now, but
yeah.
The rest of that, how has he integrated himself?
In terms of the kind of the intangibles over here, yeah, he's done a really good job. He and Dion kind of pal around a little bit together. They met somewhere along the line, maybe in the Senior Bowl. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch those guys. You know, you feel like you're trying to educate them in more ways than one, right? On the grass, in terms of the scheme, the techniques, but also in terms of habits off the field that lead to winning, right? Lead to successful careers and trying to help a football team. So we're going to play a lot of young guys on defense. That's the way I see it right now, at least. There's going to be some youth to our defense, and we're going to be counting on a number of those guys to step up for us. What was your first part, Kay? Yeah, continued improvement. We know who he is, and you talk about physicality. I mean, he's as physical as there is on our football team. He loves the noise. He loves contact. Now it's continued to grow in playing the position, right? And linebacker's a tough position when you're, you know, when you're back at the third level of the defense, safety in particular, the game slows down a little bit. But when you're up closer to the line of scrimmage, the game moves faster and faster because of the indicators, the triggers, so the ability to process, you got to be able to process quickly and add up 1 + 1. And, you know, he's really grown in that area, and I think he's closing that gap every day.
Sean, I don't think we'll talk to you the rest of this week. So what's the message you generally give after this period to the guys as they leave before they come back to camp, especially the young guys, and how to kind of create that space of being ready but also taking time?
Well, we talked a lot with the veterans yesterday through their, you know, physical process as they met with our docs and just overall checking in with them. You know, there's guys who have already built their routines through years and years of going through it. And then there's the second and third year players who still need a little bit of, hey, hand on the back, are we good? You've got a good plan. What's your plan? Now go execute it. And then for the rookies, it's really starting from ground zero and saying, hey, this 5-week stretch, what is your plan? What do you have in mind? How much are you traveling? Where are you going to be? Because they don't know, right? And I think the best teacher is their teammates. So veteran players at their position who have been through what they're going through. And the truth is that it's no matter how hard you work, it's hard to be ready for something you've never experienced before. So that veteran leadership and the way that those guys are sharing their wisdom with our young players is a big help. And you can certainly, it's like this time of year, you can't win a world championship this time of year, but you can certainly lose it. And so in the same way with a young player, now's their time to put themselves into position. Are you going to be able to be fully ready? It's just really hard, right? But at the end of the day, you can certainly take yourself out of position fast if you don't work, if you don't have a plan this time of year, you don't execute the plan.
John, can you compare where you were heading into your first OTAs or mini-camp in 2017 to now? We were just talking about that umbrella of the OTAs and everything kind of crossing on itself. But compared to the micromanager, maybe, how's it different?
Where I was?
Yeah.
Then?
The whole program.
Yeah. Well, I had more hair then, I think, maybe a strand or two. No, I remember them just physically. I think we had torn up the practice fields, and we were forced to, I believe, practice inside or over at the stadium, which I thought was great, getting our players over there. And, you know, it's just when you come in the first year, you got a lot of things that you want to get done. And you've got to pick your spots on what's actually realistic to get done and what isn't, what you can kind of get done in the days and weeks and months and years ahead. But, you know, I think more than anything, it was just trying to get us all on the same page and get the right people here and then, you know, create a culture of that leads to winning, the habits that lead to winning.
We ask you a lot about, you know, what players need to do this week or what they need to do over the next couple months. What do you want to see from coaches? You still get a lot of experience, but what do you want to see from them during this point of the season?
Yeah, well, just as much as the players that we're teaching them that they have to learn, we as coaches have to learn. The minute you stop learning is the minute things go south. So you've got to be a constant growth-minded individual and be curious about things, be curious of the other side of the ball, be curious on our side of the ball and the side of the ball that you're currently working on, and continue to hunt information, continue to hunt knowledge, and not be afraid to ask questions. So just with all of those guys, I mean, they have their own goals, and, you know, we talk from time to time, but I think the biggest thing is that they've all, I think we've had a great off season. The coaches have worked extremely hard. What I've already seen with these young players, you can tell that they're great teachers, our coaching staff. They know how to develop young players. They also know how to welcome older veteran players who have been on other teams. And I mean, that's called the melting pot of a team, is when you can take what you have and get it to come together just right, right? And so that's what we're tasked with at this point, heading into training camp. And but I've been very impressed with the coaching staff and the way that not only they've done what I just said, but also they've worked together and been collaborative in that way.
John, two more, please. How does your approach change going in with some of the younger guys?
With the younger players? Yeah, man, no, we've always wanted to lean on young guys. Young guys play like anybody else. I've said this before. Young guys, old guys, it does not matter. It's who earns the right to play. Bottom line. So it's not that Sean McDermott has not played a young guy because he's been intentionally trying to keep a young guy over here. It is who earns the job. Because I'm not going to put a young guy out there or an old guy out there if their teammates don't trust them, bottom line. So that's how we do it. 9 years of doing it, it ain't gonna change. Yeah, no, I'm happy for those girls. It's been great to watch them. You know, as a dad, you're emotional about it. You watch them have success. It's fun, you know, watching these kids grow up. Harry's been there at the games, and really appreciate him and all the coverage he's had of the team. And you know, you're watching your kids work hard. You're watching the team work hard and reap the dividends of their hard work. So you know, it makes you emotional watching it unfold.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.